Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Last night, I Will Survive was on TV.
Hey. Sorry, every time they sing it, you just got to break out into it, don't you?
Yeah.
Me that does that?
Yeah, whatever, Priscilla. it was on last night. Yeah, I didn't realise a lot of it in Dubbo.
That's right, yeah. The boys are on a bit of a road trip right now, and what they do is they stop over in a few country towns, and one of the guys will be eliminated from the competition. Last night's show taking place just up the road in Dubbo.
I was surprised to see just how country they made it feel.
It's very,
look, there's cows down the main street. And
now
you
down
know,
the shearing shed and all that, weren't they?
People riding kangaroos into work of a morning.
Did you know this one thing, though? All the contestants had to sit down on chairs and they had, like, the cow hide, the cow skin.
Yes. There was a lot of it that was making it look like stereotypical.
That's right, yeah.
Regional Australia. But, you know, needless to say, it was a good show. And they thought out Jason Donovan for it.
Yeah, he's been
on ice for a while.
But the idea behind the show is what they're looking for is Australia's newest triple threat. Now, that's a singer, a dancer, and an actor. If you think very much along the lines of Hugh Jackman, that's exactly what they're looking for, another version of him.
But no chicks in it?
No chicks, no. Just guys who can pull off looking like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That's sexist, then?
No, not at all.
That is.
I mean, there might be another one down the track obviously they switch sides.
What if there's a girl who can play a girl better than any guy?
I'm just putting it out there. But I think they want to, you know, try and test the threshold and see if, you know, get the guys out of their comfort zones and see if they can actually pull this off.
But I think a lot of them have done theatre and stuff like that before,
yeah,
so it's
right.
Not too far out of the comfort zone. But a lot of talented people there nevertheless, and nice to see Rachel Taylor in there too.
Oh yes, wasn't she great? Just coming back down under for it.
Yes, I wasn't even sure there was a show. I was just told Rachel Taylor's on TV, right. So I tuned in. And these guys, very talented, and that's what we want to talk about today. Talents, your hidden talents, your secret talents, the stuff that you don't reveal to everyone. I know you've got one, Brownie.
I have a very big hidden talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know the game Guitar Hero?
Yes.
I am pretty much the bomb at that.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've been playing for years. Like, there was a good period of my life where I played nonstop all weekend for 3 years of my life, and now I'm that good that I can actually walk out of the room where the game is actually playing because it's a wireless controller and still play the song and still win.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
That's just playing video games.
Yeah, but I can play the guitar behind my head. I can get down on the ground. I actually act like a rock star in front of the TV while playing Guitar Hero.
I mean, that's just saying it. There's no way we can prove it this way.
I can have video. I can have photos. My flatmates can all vouch for me.
Where's your PlayStation? Bring it in the studio. We'll hook that puppy up.
We can arrange that.
I
can prove it to you that I'm that good. What's your hidden talent, though?
I can recite most of the, I think it's the first 20 elements of the periodic table. There you go. I still remember them.
No, you mean that, like, I can't even think of the word of it. Like,
I've said the wrong thing. I'm talking to the wrong person.
My mind is going overload. Explain to us what the periodic table is.
You know, the elements on the periodic table.
Like water, iron, fiber.
Water, iron, fiber.
They're elements, aren't they?
Huh. Iron is. Water isn't.
Steel?
No, okay. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium. Do you want it to... Do we just go all day?
No, wow.
Water's actually... because water's two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen atom, because it's H2 and O.
And how did you learn this?
I was a chemistry nerd.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, and...
I can also say science in German. Naturwissenschaften.
Right.
Just see. Oh, hidden talents.
You were the bomb with the ladies, weren't you, when you were younger?
What are you talking about?
Ladies, you know, females.
What are they? I don't know. I have no idea. Come to my periodic table bedspread. Now,
you don't, do you?
No, not anymore. We're back on the air, folks.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
For
those many people calling us this morning, thanks to our techie Barry, who's been working hard on the issue this morning. And, geez, I mean, everyone's missed out on that fantastic 6 o'clock hour. We gave away $10,000. We're not going to do that again. What were the chances of that happening?
We did not, Chris.
We found Harold Holt. We had him on the air explaining what had happened and where he'd been. It was a fantastic first hour. We don't have approval to play it again. But anyway, I thought this morning, let's talk about one of the more controversial things from yesterday. Avril Lavigne is engaged to Chad Kroeger.
Wow. The biggest story of yesterday, actually, when it first came out, I was waiting for the punchline. I thought, oh, okay.
It's a practical joke.
Yeah, what's the joke? You know, they're going to turn around and go, ha ha, we got you. But no, they are in fact in love. They've been dating secretly behind closed doors for the past 6 months.
I can
actually.
See why.
You would understand that. But the thing is, they spent a bit of time earlier on this year working together on a collaboration for her upcoming album. And I guess, you know, one thing led to another. They fell in love. And now, 6 months down the track, they are, in fact, engaged.
Now, hang on. So she's gone from, was it Derek Whibley from Sum 41?
Then she was dating the Jenner guy. Brody Jenner.
Brody Jenner.
That's right. I didn't even know they broke up. I honestly thought they were still together.
And now on to Chad Kroeger.
Now
on to the paddle pop lion himself.
That's right. But you know what? They're both Canadian, so I can see, of course, you know,
oh,
why
are they?
Yeah. He's Canadian, she's Canadian, and I guess they want to keep it in the country.
All right. Well, there you go. Imagine, you know, taking Chad home to your mum. And, you know, hi, mum, this is Chad. He's the guy who sings I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet.
You know what? You got a good point there. But honestly, what's she thinking? What is she thinking?
I don't know. Like, I've put it down to just this morning. Maybe it's the old thing of opposites attract.
Oh, it would have to be, wouldn't it?
Because, you know, she's this bit of a skatey rock chick and whatnot, and he's unliked by everyone. So maybe it's opposites attract.
You know what? Okay, that could be the idea, but... What do you think about them getting engaged so early?
What's it been? Six months?
6 months it's been.
That may be a bit quick.
A bit quick, yeah.
But how long was it when she got engaged the first time around to Derek Whibley?
That was very short as well, I didn't believe. That's right.
Well, all right. I find it baffling and startling. I don't know why, but it just is for me.
But what you were saying before, opposites attracting, I do believe that this could be, you know,
a good example?
Where it's working, yeah, that's right. Because I myself have been in a, I won't exactly call it a relationship. We'll call it a fling, where opposites did attract.
Man.
No, not like that. Here's the thing. She was a very conservative, goody-goody geeky type girl. Very, very big, strong political thoughts. And here's the thing, beliefs and all that.
And you are you.
And I'm me. Like, here's me. I'm the rebellious kind of guy, and I don't care about politics at all. And I know for a fact we were arguing about John Howard and Kevin Rudd. It was around the time of Kevin 07 when John Howard was booted out. And I don't remember what happened, but we just had this big argument, and one thing led to another. Then we just started kissing. It was just honestly one of those, you know, two wrongs making a right moments.
Oh, this conversation about John Howard's making me so hot at the moment. Oh,
it wasn't like that. I think it's because we were bickering and, like, she was arguing with me. I was yelling back at her and stuff like that. And, you know, you see it in movies all the time.
It's the only time anyone's made out in a conversation about John Howard.
Afterwards.
Not even John Howard and Jeanette have a conversation about what's happening. No, it doesn't happen. That's the most disturbing story I've heard in ages.
Because here's the thing, she had very, like, very strong political views, and I was just like, yeah, Kevin 07, I'm voting for him because he looks cool.
Hello, you've reached the politics hotline. We charge $5.95 a minute. Oh.
This morning, we're talking about what age is it too late to have kids. Sonia Kruger at 47 wants to have kids. You think it's a bit too old?
I think it's too old. I think anywhere above the age of 35 is too old to start actually having kids, start raising a family.
It's an interesting thing because I think you can do it whenever you want, whenever you're up to it, go for it. 13, 12, 16's the number. Hey, regular of ours, Eddie, joins us this morning. Eddie, what do you reckon, 47? Is it too late to have kids?
Well, mate, I'll be 32 in March and I've got a 15-week-old daughter.
Oh, well, congratulations, well, firstly. That's amazing. Now, good work.
I have my first daughter. I also have a 20-year-old daughter now. So she'll be 21 in February.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finding it easier now to look after your...
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do understand the principles of anything after 40 is... becoming spontaneously pregnant is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, an age is just a barrier to most people who don't understand. Like, I mean, if people want to have kids at an older age, and, you know, that's their opinion and their right to do so, you know, and his comment, the way I take it is that him at 35, no later than 35, should be applied to all people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he needs to pull his head in because it's not a bloody cattle truck. And, like, oh, I grew up on a farm, and twice in a week you guys or brownies made a comment that I totally disagree with. And on a farm, mate, if the working dog didn't do what it needed to do the third time, it got shot.
Okay, all right. All right, word of warning from Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. We'll leave you there this morning. I'm speechless.
I guess, you know, in a situation like this, I guess I won't know until I start having kids and then can comment on it.
All right, keep practicing.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.